AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
And we're the Daves.
I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. It is Friday, the 30th of January, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Oak Sen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's just you and me again, gang, but we got lots of local music for you. Our usual look at what's going on around town this weekend in the worlds of local independent theater, film, and music. And maybe a couple of surprises along the way as well. Another great hour up ahead, so don't touch that dial. So we're going to kick things off with an old pal of mine. We met in grade 8 at Eric Hamber High School. And we've each gone on to our own illustrious careers. He is a local musician that's been working hard and slugging it out and keeps writing songs and putting out new stuff. And this is from his latest album. His name is Curtis Cowan. The band is called Curtis Cowan and Flyer. And this is Fantasy. Somewhere. Where are you? Sorry, Kurt. There we go.
time when doo-wop was king, and the girl of your dreams loved you in return. It could only be in the twilight zone.
Thank you. Something in the way you hesitate when you say goodnight. Keep on driving past the border, hypnotized by the dashboard light.
That's Vancouver's own T. Nile from the At My Table album, which came out, I think, in 2006. And then from that, before that was Pinner from Victoria, and then a couple other Vancouver acts, Mark D'Souza and my old pal from Hamburg Days, Curtis Cowan, starting that set off. You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, tell you what's going on stage in local independent theater, and talk a little bit about Shindig, and maybe some other stuff, too. More music, anyway.
Canadian music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
This is the year where we learn and fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear. Love calls.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit CraigCardiff.com.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Interested in producing a professional music video? No dough. Public Records is giving away grants of up to $5,000. Apply now through June 14th at publicrecords.org. Winners will have their video showcased on TELUS Optic TV and online. So head on over to publicrecords.org to get your application underway today.
Living in the scene is what's happening, tapping in a conscious heart. Cause all I want is this. The things outside are FOI, the waves of the sky crash down by, right through your lashes and into your eyes. And all the while, I'm just having a laugh. Never mind, I'm playing Minecraft.
Sun is crisp, and it's crisp, and we're joy that it's here. Cause it's summertime. Over here, people over there, even people that are blind, giving patronizing stares. You should go outside, you need your rhythm indeed. I need to stock up on my Minecraft inventory. I point, click, take my time. I need this diamond pick to make this mine. My eyes are glistening, but I'm not listening. So stop trying to tell me that I'm missing it.
Sun is crisp, and it's crisp, and we're joyful.
Have you met my friend Sarah?
No.
You can't look now.
Oh, wow.
But just don't stare. Ah. Ain't she fine, man?
Yeah, man.
I wanna make her mine, man.
Oh, yeah?
I'm finna wanna dime that.
Cause it's summertime.
Yeah.
Sun is crisp, and it's clear. And we're joy that it's here.
That is the last of the finalists of Shindig, Funk Shui. They played Tuesday night. They came out on top, which means they get to perform for you next Friday at the Hindenburg. We've been doing Shindig on Tuesday nights, but the big finale is happening a week from tonight on the, what's the date? That's the 6th, right? 6th of February. And so Funk Shui will be competing against Still Creek Murder and Skim Milk. And it's going to be a great night. I have even been rumored to have promised to dust off my tuxedo because it's, you know, it's a special occasion. So, you know, show up, be there. Anyway, that's all I'm going to talk about it right now. Next week, we'll do a big preview, play all the bands, and let you know what to expect. But it's just so you can mark your calendar. It's next Friday, the 6th, at the Hindenburg in sunny Gastown. And we've got a station tour going on in the background if you hear anybody talking, but I already gave them permission to talk behind me, so they're not being rude. Theater listings. Let's talk about what's going on stage in town. We've got all kinds of cool stuff. Last week we talked about Portal 2, the video game that's been turned into a musical by local musical theater burlesque geniuses Geek Enders, and that is happening this weekend. And if you haven't already got your tickets, well, show up at the Rio anyway, because they might have a couple left over to let you in. But it's going to be jam-packed at the Rio at Broadway and Commercial. They got a show tonight, tomorrow, and they've added an extra one on Sunday, which is also sold out. But it, like I said, it might be worth it just to hang out at the stage door and just absorb some of the vibe of this event that is sort of taken over. What else? We got, if you're on the North Shore, there's a couple of things that you might want to check out. At the Centennial Theater on Sunday night, local improv group called Truth Be Told Theater, they've been doing an event called The Life Game for years, where they take a sort of a local celebrity and tell their life story on stage. And they're trying to turn it into a radio show for the CBC. So they're going to be recording the pilot on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the Centennial in North Van. And let's see, we're also going on this weekend at the K Meek Studio in West Vancouver. It's a play by Colleen Murphy called The Goodnight Bird. And it's got some local favorites involved with it, directed by Roy Surrett, who hasn't been around for a little while, but he's back. And Nicola Cavendish, who is she's a national treasure. And it's definitely worth your while to go and check it out just to see Nicola on stage. The play is a dark comedy about old love and new courage. It's called The Goodnight Bird, and it opened at the K Meek last night, and it's going on this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon. If you like live radio plays, well, there's Spectral Theater doing their monthly late-night double feature event. It's a stage reading of original works in the style of radio shows of yesteryear, and it happens in the back room, Skinny Fat Jack's, which is in the back room of Slickety Jim's at 18th and Main. And that's going on tonight. Show starts at 9 o'clock, and it's a tiny little room. So get there. I think they're going to open the doors about 7:30 or 8 o'clock. So get there early, have something to eat, settle yourself in, and have an entertaining night of live radio right before your eyes. Of course, the Push Festival is still going on strong this weekend. We're going to highlight stuff happening at Club Push, which is at Performance Works on Granville Island. It's kind of a cabaret-style performance space where you can sit down, have a couple of beverages, and watch some really intriguing entertainment from around the world. Tonight, it's Eye of Newt with Norwegian vocalist Sissel Van Pettersen. Pardon me, a little burp there. Live experimental set is inspired by Ingmar Bergman's film Hour of the Wolf. So that happens tonight at 8 o'clock at Performance Works on Granville Island. Also on the island, we've got the Canadian Improv Games Junior Tournament tonight at 7:30 at the Waterfront Theatre. It's their finals tonight, featuring teams from local high schools. I think there's six different teams involved with that. And then, let's see, that's it for the Granville Island in the downtown east side at the Fire Hall Arts Center. Post Secret, the show, which started last weekend and continues on tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's Frank Warren's visual, auditory, and emotional journey through the beauty and complication of our deepest fears, ambitions, and confessions. At 12th and Hemlock at the Pacific Theater, it's Rosebud Theater from Calgary presenting Underneath the Lintel. Only two more days left of that, a show tonight and two tomorrow. It's part ghost story, part metaphysical detective yarn. Underneath the Lintel at Pacific Theater. At the Couch, also part of the Push Festival, the Fish Eyes Trilogy is happening tonight and tomorrow. This is in three parts. Part one, let's see. I think part one was last night, then part two tonight, and then they'll do the whole thing tomorrow. Part one at 5 o'clock, and then there's kind of a dinner thing at 6:30, and then at 8 o'clock, parts two and three follow. So if you want to check out the whole Fish Eyes trilogy in one day, do it tomorrow at the Cult Historic Theater at Venables and Victoria. And then for you British comedy fans, there's a couple of good ones. One is the Metro Theatre production of Fawlty Towers, a live stage version of the classic BBC TV comedy from the 70s. And it's got three of your favorite episodes, A Touch of Class, The Builders, The great one where Manuel gets O'Reilly to build a door and that doesn't quite work out. And then my favorite, the Mrs. Richards episode, Communication Problems. That's happening in the Metro Theater in Marple tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then the other British event going on is Noel Coward's Private Lives featuring friend of the show Ted Cole at the Jericho Arts Center tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then some other comedy stuff happening, the East Van Comedy Festival going on with Instant Theater every Sunday at 7:30 and 9 o'clock, and then Graham Clark's Laugh Gallery on Monday, and then the Fox Cabaret is doing their Sunday service, which happens every Sunday at 7th and Main at about 8 o'clock. And I know there was something else. There was one other thing that needed your attention. And yes, there we go. It's at... It's Ruby Slippers Production. This is what I get for sort of trying to throw it off the cuff. It's a, where is it? I can't see where it is. Okay. It's Ruby Slippers Production. It's called Après Moi and the List. It's at Studio 16. Of course it is. There, you know, that's where the French Theater happens. 7th and Main. So I've got a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page for more information on that. Can't do it off the cuff. So there you go. All right. Let's see. Let's go back to some more music. This is a guy that was on a couple of weeks ago. He's a great local solo artist from Calgary, but now based in Vancouver, artist and slave.
To Virgin's neighbor, these preconceptions are to blame, man. In the title state, every word you speak is pain. Oh, but you build me up, you build me up with promises of love. And you hold me back, you know you hold me back with things you're dreaming of. Now go, you own your soul. Look after these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart and see if there's a place for me to call. You were warned again. That you keep, oh, but you blocked my path. You blocked my path with promises of love. And you hold me back, you know you hold me back. The things you're dreaming of. Now I'm good, you own your soul. Look after these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart. There's a place for me to come home. Now go, you own your soul. Look after these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me to call home. You own your soul. Look after these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart, see if there's a place for me to call home. You own your soul. Look after these things, only you control it to start. Look in your heart, see if there's a place.
Oh, you're killing me. Look after these things only you control. It's a start. Look in your heart. See if there's a place for me to call home.
One other theater event I wanted to mention. It's not happening this weekend, but by next Friday, it'll be almost over. It's having a short run, so I want to make sure that you you look out for it. It's called This Stays in the Room, and it was originally produced a year ago, and it's being remounted at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island this coming week. It's a very unique event. It's a kind of a collaborative piece where the actors, the director, the crew, the designers, everyone involved in the play contributed their own story, and it's really about people and their secrets is the best way to describe it, and why they kept the secrets, how they revealed them, and it's a very intimate, very touching show, and it won a Jesse Award for it won the Critics' Choice Award actually for innovation at the Jesse Awards last year, and they're coming back for a short run. It's happening Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week at the Waterfront Theater. And I was curious when they announced they were going to be at the Waterfront, because when they did it last year, it was at a very intimate setting in the floor of an art gallery in Gastown, this little tiny floor storefront space. And I thought, how are they going to recreate that at the Waterfront Theater? And what they're going to do is they're going to put everybody on stage and draw the curtains. So they will recreate that intimate setting in a fairly large theater. So it's very intriguing, definitely worth checking out. And of course, some brilliant performances from people like Alan Morgan. So keep your eye out for This Stays in the Room next week. About a month ago, we had a visit from a musician who's from Alberta, lives in Boston, and is moving back to Vancouver very soon. And she left her CD behind, and this is the first chance I've had to play a track from the CD. Her name is Lindsay Kupser, and I just love, I don't know why more artists don't do this, because she's got, you know, as usual, she's got the list of the songs and who's playing on it, but then each title is followed by a little phrase about what the song is about. So you just look at it and go, well, here's one that's about being young and knowing nothing. Well, I'm young. I know nothing. This song's for me.
Still is my heart as I wake, not ready to meet the light of day. I can still feel heartbeat. This dream was perfect. Though why did it slip away from me? Stay with me. Moments ago, he was here. Then all in one breath, he disappeared. I can still smell his shampoo. He promised me he'd never leave me alone. Why did he go? No. Mine to keep. Why can't I live
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
Hi there, my name is Brandon.
And my name is Morme.
Do you need help finding yourself?
Do you have questions you're too afraid to ask?
Worry no more, we got your back.
Because we are two university students who have all the answers.
Just kidding.
We'd like to think that.
But what you can do is tune into All Ears at 101.9 FM every second Wednesday at 6 p.m.
to get the best advice that we can offer.
So shoot us an anonymous question
at ask.fm/allearsubc and we'll answer it live on air.
And Honeychild will be all ears.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
If you are looking for an excuse to go out tonight dressed as a cheerleader, you can go to the Rio at midnight for their midnight show. They're presenting Bring It On with Kirsten Dunst and what's her name, Eliza Dushku, I don't know. I can't say your name. Anyway, Bring It On is the midnight show at the Rio tonight. And as always, if you come in costume, you get a discount. So check that out. If you're looking to know what's happening for auditions or calls for crews or classes that are looking for students, you come to the right place. Laughing Matters continues every Wednesday night with Jacques Lalonde, and it has been going on at Il Mercato at 1675 Commercial. I believe he's moving it again. So keep your eye on the Dave Radio Facebook page, and as soon as I know where the new address is going to be, I will pass that on to you. But in general, this is a comedy class and jam that happens every Wednesday night from 7 to 9. It's only a $20 drop-in, and you can you come, you learn to laugh, you make others laugh, learn about improv, stand-up, sketch comedy, how to write comedy. All those categories are covered, and it's a great time every Wednesday night. And as I said, where it's going to be, we'll pass it on as soon as we have that detail down. And our good friend Todd Thompson is still offering his services. He has a great studio and a professional lighting kit. If you want to make an audition tape, He'll shoot it, edit it, upload it, be your reader, and he'll shoot as many takes as necessary to make sure you're completely satisfied. And his info is also on our Dave Radio Facebook page. Auditions happening the next week or two. Classic Chic Productions, who did that great version of Shakespeare's Winter Tale last year with an all-female cast, women playing women, women playing men, they're going to they did such a good job last year. They're ready for their second production. They're doing Glengarry Glen Ross by David Mamet, and that's going to be happening in June. Looking for seven women between the ages of 40s to 60s of any ethnocultural background. Now, this is, as far as I know, they're going to be doing the same thing. It's an all-male show. I mean, the play is written for men, but they're going to be doing it with female actors playing the male roles. If I'm wrong, let me know. But I'm pretty sure that's sort of what their shtick is, and they're very good at it. So if that's something you want to give it a shot, contact Classic Chic, classicchic.ca, and they will give you more information. Metro Theater is doing a stage version of The Graduate, the Dustin Hoffman movie from the 60s, and this is happening in May. The auditions are tomorrow at Metro Theater in Marpole on Marine Drive. We've also got North Van Players doing The Understudy by Kathleen Drinkwalter, and that is going on, the auditions are in a couple of weeks, February 8th and 9th, for a play that runs in May. Vagabonds in New Westminster doing The O'Connor Girls by Katie Forget. And that is happening. Auditions are on the 9th of February, which is about a week and a half away. And that's for a show that happens in April. And then for all you musical theater fans, Theater Under the Stars gearing up for their auditions in a week or two. They're doing one classic musical and one more modern show. Oliver, the musical version of Oliver Twist, and Hairspray, of course, based on the John Waters movie. And that will be, auditions are happening next month for the show in Malkin Bowl in July and August. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Okay, we're rapidly running out of time. For the next couple of pieces, I just want to give a short warning. I haven't got the Trailer Park Boys warning up yet, but just so you know, the next couple of pieces are going to have some words that you might not want to hear, or you might not want members of your family to hear. So for about the next 6 to 7 minutes, turn it down a bit, or go and make some coffee, or grind the beans, or turn the water on, something that'll cover up the sound so you don't hear anything that offends your ears. Here are a great band from Vancouver from the 80s, the Modernettes. Okay, there's way more swears in this one coming up.
I love film. Film is God. And now I'm really going to hell. On the TV. I had a great idea for film. I love film, and I was watching Terminator 2, and I was incredible. It was a good movie, incredible special effects, unbelievable stunts, right? And I'm thinking to myself, $100 million budget, unbelievable stunts, man. A guy flies out of a building through glass on a helicopter and lands, I mean, on a motorcycle and lands on a fucking helicopter. Unbelievable. How are they going to top this stuff in a movie ever again? How can you top this? There's no way. Unless they start using terminally ill people. Hear me out. As stuntmen in pictures. Okay. I know to some of you this perhaps sounds a little cruel, maybe. Oh, come on, Bill. Terminally ill stunt people, that's terribly cruel. You know what I think cruel is? Leaving your loved ones to die in some sterile hospital room surrounded by strangers. Fuck that. Put them in the movies. What? You want your grandmother dying like a little bird in some hospital room? Her translucent skin so thin you can see her last heartbeat work its way down her blue veins? Or do you want her to meet Chuck Norris? She'll be thrilled. Doc, how come you've dressed my grandmother up as a mugger? Shut up and get off the set. Action! Push her towards Chuck. He kicked her head right off her body. Did you see that? Did you see my Grammy? They add sound effects later. Give me all your money. I've got a gun. I'll cut your fucking head off. That's not Grammy. They added that later.
Okay, not the most popular theory ever professed. Terminally ill. All I'm saying, folks, is movies are getting more and more boring each year, and people are dying all the time. I'm a weaver.
How's everyone feeling? We're Delhi to Dublin, and it has been way too long. Let me see your hands up in the air for this one. Get there to put up on it. I
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out to friends of the show, Ray Boulay and Vanessa Miranda, who have just been cast as Judas and Mary in Fighting Chance's upcoming production of Jesus Christ Superstar. Look out for it in August. We got T-Bird Sports again this weekend on the Thunderbird Radio Network. Women's hockey tonight at 7 and men's basketball tomorrow at 7. They won't be on the air, but you can hear them live on the web at CITR.ca. Here on the radio, we got Eleanor and Erica next with Femme Concept and Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig.
Breaking news, Shindig 31 comes to a conclusion.
For over 30 years, the Shindig Finals have offered some of Vancouver's best local bands great prizes and the chance to become champions. Shindig 31 will come to its conclusion this Friday, February 6th at the Hindenburg.
Experience.
Extra planetary experiential beat jazz.
Skim milk.
Fusion, duality, rock technique.
Steel Creek Murder.
The
the hunger and freshness of youth.
Give me that feng shui. I just want some of that feng shui.
So come out to the Hindenburg this Friday, February 6th. Bring your best formal wear and be a part of Shindig history.